There's a glaring disparity across the country between the amount of public dollars spent on police and prisons and what's spent to provide attorneys for people who can't afford them. Less than a quarter of state public defenders' offices have enough attorneys to represent indigent people charged with crimes. But Wisconsin is doing better than many other states, according to Wisconsin public defender Kelly Thompson. She says after a decade of lobbying for more funds, last year her office got a financial boost from the state legislature that allowed them to add more attorneys and handle about 12,000 more cases a year.
And a lot of that is, I think, we have partnered with so many different organizations and the coordinating councils throughout the state that include, you know, the county executives, the sheriff's department, the district attorney's office, probation and parole. The counties were very vocal and helpful, as was the attorney general. Wisconsin, we do get some of that support, which has been very helpful.
The study released this week by the Washington, D.C.-based Justice Policy Institute called on all states to adopt a holistic approach to providing legal defense for the poor. Thompson says that's something her agency is working on now by partnering with local nonprofit service agencies to provide indigent defendants with help in finding housing, work, employment, and mental health care. She says the goal is to reduce recidivism by helping people stay out of the criminal justice system. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.